very important in our society. We can distinguish different types of families. Nuclear families consist only of parents and their child or children. Extended families also include other relatives, for example, our grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins. So it means in an extended family, we can find relatives belonging to more than two generations. A single parent family is a family where the child or children grow up and live only with one parent. Reconstituted families are step families, which are formed, for example, by people who are divorced and marry again. In these families, at least one of the spouses has a child who is not biologically related to the other partner. Children living in reconstituted families not only have their biological siblings and their parents, but also step-siblings, half-brothers or half-sisters, step-parents, and so on. Family is important in our lives because our parents and other relatives are often the closest people who provide us with emotional support, and they help us not only in our childhood, but also later when we are adults. In each family, there are different kinds of relationships. In general, there are close relationships between people who belong in the same age category. For instance, between siblings or between a husband and his wife, as well as between people from two different generations, for example, between parents and their children, or between uncles, aunts, and their nephews or nieces. Our parents become our first role models, and our personality is shaped to a large degree by our relationship with our parents in early childhood. There are four basic parenting styles: authoritarian, democratic, liberal, and overcaring. Authoritarian parents are strict. They do not allow open discussions with their children, and they are ready to punish them if they don't obey them. Democratic parents are open to discussions with their children. They also set basic rules which can't be broken, but they are willing to explain their reasoning to their children. This way, children can feel that they are respected as personalities, but they also know there are limits to freedom, and that freedom demands a mutual respect and shouldn't be confused with chaos or anarchy. Liberal parents often give total freedom to their children. They are too permissive, and the children brought up by liberal parents can basically do whatever they want. This way, they might grow up into irresponsible people who are inconsiderate towards the needs of others and who are always ready to take but rarely ready to give something in return. Overcaring parents are too worried about their children and about possible dangers which might threaten them, so they protect the children to such an extent that they might find it difficult to grow up into independent human beings. If parents have more than one child, the siblings will have to learn to cooperate and share their parents' love and attention. Having an older brother or sister might be a great advantage because we can learn a lot of useful things from them, including our social skills and basic problem-solving strategies, which we will later use during our socialization into groups of peers. In the past, grandparents used to have more influence on the upbringing of children in families than today. But even today, most grandparents look forward to the day when their grandchildren are born. They feel that they have a lot of life experience that they can share with them, and they are eager to help parents with raising the kids and to give a helping hand to their grandchildren whenever they need their help or advice. In spite of the fact that our relationships with grandparents are marked by a generation gap, and the fact that many children are not in contact with grandfathers and grandmothers on a daily basis, our relationships with our grandparents haven't lost their meaning and significance. Many people will tell you that time spent with their grandparents belongs to the best and strongest childhood memories that they have. Note, more about the generation gap will be said in topics 19, Young People, and 23, Human Relationships. Nowadays, most children grow up in nuclear or single-parent families, which means that they live only with their parents and siblings. In everyday life, they usually do not come in contact with other relatives because they don't live in one household with them. In each family, family members have to agree on basic rules and how to share housework and other duties. Today, fathers as well as children have to take an active part in domestic chores because most mothers have their own careers and taking care about the comfort of their homes cannot lie solely on their shoulders. There are a few special days when all